fuck, you're old.
Damn it, Wade!
And welcome to the Old Man Wade Show. I am your host, the God of Stubborn, the Lord of Laughter, the irredeemable Old Man Wade. And I'm sitting here with the coast, the pinnacle of political perfection, Superbowl Hobby.
What up, old man?
And we got a very special guest here, someone I've been waiting to get on the show. We've been conversing back and forth for about a year and some change now, trying to get him on here. But state your name and state your gangster, please.
All right, thank you. We're shaking cats and kids. My name is Pat B. I'm the host of Geek-Down.com and The Geek Down. Now running on Disrupt Boston. You can check us out at geek-down.com or Google the name Geek-Down on SoundCloud or The Geek Down on Facebook or at The Geek Down on Twitter, iTunes, on Twitch, broadcasting live. Man, we all over the sucker. You can't get away from us. But I'm happy to be here.
Damn, man.
Yo, because of that awesome introduction and that awesome name, I have to ask you, like, what Geek Down? Yeah. What does that mean? Like, what is that about?
It kind of sounds like a Craig Mack song. Yeah, can I geek down?
I like that.
I'll be down with that, yo. Yeah. If I could open with Flavor in the Air every episode, that would be the shiz night. Basically, it's what we do. It describes... Yeah. The Geek Down, first of all, is an entertainment and geek culture show. It's all-encompassing. So we talk about movies, comics, games, music. We interview comedians. Half of our cast is made up of comics. I, myself, masters in film. You were actually thrown by that, what I mentioned earlier. Mm. But we're all people that either work in the industries we're talking about or are former industry professionals we talk about. Masters in film, I worked in film for a while, worked in game development, and now I talk about comics, now I talk about film, now I talk about games. Same thing with my primary co-host, Adam. Yeah. We have a girl in there, Lilith, she's one of the local performers, burlesque performers, etc., and a local comic. Okay. She's on there as a correspondent. Jer, local comedian and wrestling expert. Also, a wrestling correspondent and one of the dudes that talks specifically about gaming. Right. Like, we're people who have worked in these fields and pretty much I'd like to say know what we're talking about. And also, do have fun with your damn show. And we have fun every episode because it's not just about, well, you know, this week we had all the information from Trump downtrodding the Haitian people and why... No, none of that BS. I mean, yeah, that's important and all. But also... I want to find out what movie Michael Fassbender showed his dick. And you can only get that... Michael Fassbender.
Oh, Magneto. Man.
Magneto.
Yeah.
I had a whole bit, like, prepared, and you just kind of, like, shot that. But it's all good.
Javi knows I'm Googling Michael Fassbender's dick now, so...
Yeah. I'm going to say, you at least have 50% of us engaged in that.
All right, well, long story short...
What's the all nudity?
Long story short, geeking down is what we do. Okay, we geek on it, because we're geeks and we enjoy this stuff. We have fun talking about it. We're geeking on it.
That sounds awesome, and it makes sense why it took us so long to get you on the show. You a busy dude.
Yeah.
Don't make it sound all like that, man. Yeah. You know, it's like, nah, I'm accessible. I'm around. Y'all just happen to do your show the exact same night I did my show. Yeah, and because we're live broadcast radio, we have to have that.
All right. We're live broadcast radio. Very professional.
Yeah, the epitome of...
Professionalism, damn it.
Man, don't listen to this dude, okay? Y'all can't see it, but he in house shoes right now.
I'm in my fancy Sacconis and my fresh from TJ Maxx Jordan Jordan shorts that have been ripped all to hell.
Yeah, don't break the fourth wall, man. All right.
Oh,
so
man.
What we got on the agenda today, old man?
Well, we could bring up R. Kelly being trash, but I think everyone knows that.
So, what? I feel like smacking everybody on my timeline right now.
Why was that?
I mean, is this new information?
Well, it's new to some of us, dude. I mean, honestly, I'm not an R. Kelly fan.
Mm-hmm.
This was news to me because I haven't followed R. Kelly since the Boondocks revealed his foibles back in like 2005, 2006.
Yeah.
And
over 10 years ago, even, you know?
Yeah, but I mean, I'm not a fan of the music. I'm displaced from that world.
Yeah.
So it's just like, yeah, I would like to know that these people exist. You know, like, the biggest tragedy for me was when I found out Bill Cosby was a captain of molestation in Hollywood and one of the biggest, like, predators. I'm like, I don't have that insight because I'm not involved directly in that world. And there's rumors, but I don't know what to follow because I'm over here, you know, downloading Metallica and whatnot, you know? So it's like, yo, shout out to Napster. That's right. That's right. I got the nats and nits all day.
Oh, man, no, as, like, R. Kelly, Robert Kelly being a gross man new to you?
No, man, neither is Bill Cosby being a nasty man news to me. Like, when Hannibal Buress brought it up, I'm like, yeah, this is nothing new. We knew about this in the early 2000s and the 90s.
Yeah.
Man, I shut down for like 3 months. I was hurt. It's like finding out your daddy, well, not your daddy, but like your it's like finding out your stepdaddy who bought you that car, bought it with like, you know, child labor funds and shit.
Well, I feel like that's, well, not in your case, because I feel like you probably, R. Kelly just wasn't in you. You weren't a fan of R. Kelly to begin with, right?
Like, yeah.
I think
Super trash. I mean, I liked his contribution to the Space Jam album.
I hated that song, man.
I had that joint on repeat. Now I feel gross just thinking about it. But,
Well, for anyone who's not familiar, you want to break down what the R. Kelly situation is?
So,
He's a nasty man.
I feel like, how do we need R. Kelly? What? Think about, close your eyes, everybody. Right, and I'm gonna say the name R. Kelly. If one of the first three things isn't, you know, a gross predator, is it one of the first three things that doesn't pop up in your mind? Like, I don't know where you've been in the past, like, 20 years.
So when you make that point, kind of hard to figure. I close and I figure, okay, married a 15-year-old,
but
assless chaps in that cowboy hat. No, you're striking out 2 for 3, man.
Singing R&B while wearing basketball equipment, like, that shit just.
That's kind of a
Let's take a step further. He called himself the Pied Piper of R&B.
Yeah,
that could be. I mean, people are drawn to me.
Kids are drawn to the Pied Piper.
I'm aware.
He
of the
was
story.
Telling on himself. Like, I think he wrote that song while he was asleep, and like his conscience just wrote it, like the Pied Piper. Like he was just telling on himself, like for years, right? And I think that's part of the problem. And it seems like the community that supported him the most, right, seems to be oblivious at best, complicit at worst with his behavior, right?
I can definitely see that. I can see him go along with that.
So let me explain. I remember. So I think I was maybe in eighth grade, ninth grade, when the R. Kelly sex tape came out. And the biggest thing about that was that he peed on somebody, one, and it was an R. Kelly sex tape. I think a little later on, people found out or were told that one of the people in that tape was a minor, right? He was on trial. This was a big thing. Like, this was in the news. Like, he could have went to jail. Mm-hmm. And I remember our community in particular supporting him, right? Saying this is just, you know, society going after another black man. Even though it was obvious, like, there was a tape with him on there. People were saying, like, it's too blurry, and blah, 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 blah. I remember all the arguments, you know, like.
And I remember arguing with people going, yo, he, like, set the camera up, got close, then got back, looked at it, tried to adjust himself, like, got back again, looked at the camera, then got back, and then adjusted it again. So it wasn't like. You know what I mean? Like, how do you adjust the camera 2 or 3 times with your face there and then go, nah, that mole wasn't me.
For real? Would you want that to get a sing on the tape? Like, I don't understand. Like, I don't, like, what's the people need?
If you're R. Kelly, you have R. Kelly money. Mm-hmm. Can't you invest in a high-end JVC? So you don't have to get in front of the lens and be focusing and out-of-focusing stuff. Come on, man.
How about your R. Kelly? You got all that money. Find a 21-year-old that looks young. If that's your thing, man, then so be it. Find someone of age, man. That's just...
Well, it's coming out. I guess I haven't watched the documentary yet at all.
You do know about the sex cult, though, right?
Well, so here's the thing. So, about the... I don't even want to go into motivation. Right? Like, he's a sick man. He needs to... There's no excuse for his behavior, like, what we're hearing about. And what we all... basically saw. I don't give a shit. Well, a lot of us saw that tape.
Now a known history of involvement with minors.
Yeah.
And deviant behavior. And I hate to say deviant behavior because we're also in an age of like widespread of more acceptance of like, you know, alternate lifestyles and kink and such. But going after children, that's not acceptable.
And it's not a kink. I hate when people. Like,
oh no, I'm just trying to differentiate between the two.
And I'm exactly, but people would say that, like, it's they'll say it's a sick kink, but they'll say it's an unacceptable kink, whatever it may be, but they'll say it's a kink. It's not.
It's a disorder, I think, man. It's a crime. Yeah.
And to an extent, it is a disorder. And when we're looking at, again, I haven't watched a documentary yet, but a lot of this information is flowing through. And they're saying that he may have been a victim of sexual abuse, right? Mm-hmm. Now, here's one thing. A lot of people are victims of sexual abuse because the world is fucking trash.
Yeah, mostly right? Folks that go to R. Kelly shows.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, go ahead.
I don't even know if we should be laughing at this shit, but it's hilarious. So most people are victims of sexual assault, right? Most people aren't perpetrators of sexual assault, right?
Yes.
No. So that's not an excuse.
Well, it's
kind but to say like, oh, he had money. Why didn't he go for like the 21-year-old that looked young? Nah, he didn't want that. He was a sick man based on a lot of shit that happened, mm-hmm. based on people allowing him to do it, based him having power and money. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
There's a term for that too. I think it's called grooming. Where it's like he's able to use his position as mm-hmm. a famous celebrity
yep.
to, yeah, you know, I'm a singer, you know, so you're a fan of my music, come backstage and, you know, meet my people and see this. Hey, tell you what, I'll give you a free t-shirt. And how about you hear me sing in my private, tour bus or whatnot. He's able to use his position, mm-hmm. and not even a position of power like he's abusing an employee or something, but like his position of these people being
fans of his celebrity and his stardom to do the one thing that essentially draw in,
and he's grooming them to make it more seem to them from their point of view like it's more acceptable. People have, especially in this day and age, people have an aversion to getting caught in those dangerous situations. Like it still happens. I'm not, you know, saying it doesn't, but people are usually aware if someone's trying to harm you, you may get a sense about them. You know, if someone's like being a creep towards like kids, we're teaching kids mm-hmm. all the time. Look out, don't talk to strangers, you know, don't take candy, white vans, all that stuff. But also look out for strange people. Someone like R. Kelly, who's a celebrity, who may already have that rapport with the people that are his fans mm-hmm. and are young, that are underage.
In a specific community that he's targeting, right? Like he was targeting specific communities.
Yeah, their guard is down.
Yeah.
There's two things I want to bring up.
Yeah.
One, we got the signs early. So when you're growing up and your parents and your elders tell you to look out for signs, mm-hmm. there were signs there. Like you brought up, Aaliyah was 15.
Yes, he was.
Let's just call that what it is. That's nasty behavior from get. We should have got rid of him then.
And we were cool with that as a community, as an audience, we were cool with that.
People were cool with that.
Yeah.
I wasn't cool with that. And I was 15.
Yeah. Well,
but I was like, you know what? Celebrities are weird.
Yeah.
I'm over here listening to Nirvana.
Yeah.
You know, so again, I wasn't as deeply related. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I can see why someone like me, it would slip by. That's no excuse. Yeah. But I'm disappointed that it was still a thing.
You were young too, though. Yeah. So it's different when you're young and your mind's malleable and things like that. Mm-hmm. But when you're an adult, you gotta get them the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
And then two, the people who are in his circle, who either A, let that shit happen, or B, were just like, the money and the celebrity ain't worth being around this shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Because if anybody in my circle was doing some wild shit like that, I'm out.
I'm punching that dude in the face.
For real?
Shut up. Like, it's happening. We fight, and I'm calling the police. I'm snitching. I'm doing everything. Like, I blame everybody.
Yeah, anybody who saw that shit happen,
yeah.
Come on, man.
I blame everybody.
And you'd be in your right to, too.
Yeah.
But, look, the thing I observe, which is always, like, really bug the crap out of me, but it's a society thing that you really can't help,
mm-hmm.
and all you can do is, like, try to teach the people around you in your circle to be better than, is the same people that are ravenous about Trump.
Yeah.
They're like, well, you know, yeah, he may have said this, but he's great in this realm. It's like, no, he not. And he's proved it here. Well, we got this. It's like, you're going out of your way to defend this man.
Yeah.
It's the same thing with folks who go out of their way to defend R. Kelly.
Again, we're not equating Trump support to child predators.
He was a child predator multiple times. They've been...
I think
who are we talking about?
Trump, fuckboy 45.
No, I'm talking about Trump supporters.
Both of them.
Yeah.
Oh, well, okay. Well, I want to equate them with apologists.
Yeah.
But what I'm getting at is basically apologist for these people is nothing new. Mm. And the fact that we see it in our own community, just for full disclosure, y'all, if y'all can't tell by the base, these are three African-American gentlemen. The fact that we see it in our own community, I think it just seems newer to us. But it's like it proves that we're not exempt.
Yeah, but
you know what I'm saying?
But is it new to us too? And then we could take this to like the way our community was conditioned,
right? Make sure you stay away from creepy uncle, whatever the fuck.
Yeah, there's always this creepy uncle. Yes, yeah, right. But not just creepy uncle, right?
Yeah,
creepy pastor, right? Mm. Creepy,
aunt.
Know,
creepy aunt's always like,
right?
Like, oh, she just playing. I'm like, nah, I'm uncomfortable. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Like this isn't something new. I don't think. Like, I think it being exposed in the way it is, like I think it's embarrassing. Mm. What I'm seeing a lot in my timeline from people who are actually I'm not paying attention to this. Like, I was earlier, before we recorded, I'm like, I don't need any more evidence that R. Kelly should be in jail, right? Like, we've had this.
Yeah.
Like, it's just default. When anybody brings up R. Kelly, we were talking about the king of R&B. We're like, okay, maybe R. Kelly, we can consider him the king of R&B, but he's fucking gross. And you would say that we can't consider him the king of R&B because of his past. And this is before the documentary, right? Like, this is something that
somewhere Usher's like, ain't this a bitch?
Until he got a permit, huh?
Yeah.
Yo, with that pompadour.
Yo, dude.
We'll come back to that. Hold
are we done with the heavy stuff?
Yeah. let's move on.
Yeah, we done with the heavy stuff.
All right, I want to say this. Bottom line, fuck R. Kelly.
R. Kelly's a gross, gross man. Yo,
Maul from the Joe Budden podcast said Usher's hair looks like Cool Whip, but I'm still laughing at that.
Oh, damn.
Don't you look like, you remember those old mascots for like, it's like you put a dollop of sour cream on the thing there and it's like, beep.
He looked like he should have been, like, he looks like he should have been like a mascot from like an old like Pizza Hut commercial.
Yo, do we have any, like, our fans in Atlanta, man.
So we
like,
got a Dairy Queen.
Our fans in Georgia or Atlanta, can you please explain this phenomenon of perming. Perming your hair as a man, like, is that?
It's fine, but it's like the one time the shake machine at McDonald's worked.
Wow. Got a little swirl up. No.
Because you know the extra happy because it's working, so they put the extra twist on it.
No, I've seen this before. Do you remember when?
But what is it? What is it? Is it like a thing?
It's like the outside of a Hershey Kisses wrapper.
It's like a take on a pompadour. You know, think about like way back in like the 1960s when you see like old pictures like Sammy Davis and other brothers back then who straightened their hair. Mm-hmm. The whole thing was to straighten to get that specific look like a lot of the white crooners had. Now it's less of a direct black white thing and more of a variation in the hair thing. Okay. You know, think about, for the same reason like shaving one side of your head is popular for females, because the thing that wasn't generally accepted, it's a way to be different and stand out. Now, yo, everyone's got a Caesar, you know. I got my locks going on here, but it's like
this. So you about to do the hot comb? To put the lock?
No, I'm shaving on one side and flipping it.
You can do. Are you gonna go like real old school? You can get the lard.
Nah.
You know, have like your old buddy from prison.
Come on, apply man. Brother's hair would fall out. You know how many bald old men now. You know, black men are supposed to have hair until the 173, but that no.
I'm balding right now as we talk.
I got the Bruce Willis rocking.
And see, the pompadour is different. The pompadour is like that; it stands out. Notice, I haven't talked about an Usher record in at least a year, minimum. Mm. We're talking about his hair today. We're talking about his hair and this brother in there with a fur coat.
Yo. So this brings up a good question, actually, right? I think we're kind of like stumbled on something pretty cool here. So do you think like these older, because, all right, so you have Usher coming out here with the perm, right? You got Genuine out here with like the super black inked beard. Have y'all seen that joint?
Yo, he looked like he like just got out of jail with that fucking beard, man.
Yo, it's ridiculous. Yo.
Well, are we talking Kimbo Slice?
Nah. What do they call it? The
Beijing
ink, whatever it is, like it's.
Wait, he's not talking hair. But
when they paint in the beard.
Oh, I have seen this.
Yeah.
I've seen this though. Yeah, I've seen that. Yeah, okay, that's extreme. I've seen that on cats when the brother's hair comes in like patchy or wispy.
Yeah.
He goes to the barber, like a high end barber will give you like a shave, the hot comb, the hot towel, all that. But there's also a new thing that got popular a few years ago. Is they would do like the lineup real sharp, and then they put like a stencil over you, and then like lightly color the rest.
Yeah.
So it just looks like
regardless, it looks full. It looks, no offense, this is my personal opinion. Mm-hmm. I'm a dude, so I think most of y'all ain't trying to attract me with it. Mm-hmm. It looks stupid to me, right? It just looks, because it looks fake. I know that when people who know how to dye their hair, what they do, they match the color with their natural hair. Like, these dudes are coming out here with jet black. But anyways, that's besides the point.
Well, no. Right? Yo, you know, what you're talking about, is it makes sense. It's a natural look that blends in.
Yeah.
What Genuine's doing, I don't know if you want to put up a picture anywhere on the, episode.
Yeah,
you can link to a picture in the episode, because folks have to see this. That's magic marker.
But you know the funny thing about it is, so I guess, like, now there's, like, he's responded via, like, Twitter and Instagram. Mm-hmm. And now I'm looking at these pictures. And, like, now I'm looking, it's like, okay, I see where the beard was supposed to be. But then you look at his hair. And you look at, like, the beard he has, where he took, like, just, like, a random picture. Mm-hmm. Dog, your hair is too straight for that.
Yeah. It doesn't match
even,
at
like,
all.
Yeah, like, even, it's like, come on, man.
Looking like a cartoon of, like, a caricature of Joe Budden.
So, with that said, yo, that is...
That's perfect.
Wow.
That's perfect.
Wow. He's going for a look that's just not working out for him. I get that. And you know what? It's just like you have to be a little more conscientious when you're a public figure, especially if you go and post pictures like that. Like, come on, man. Take a focus group of your friends and ask, look, honestly, how's this look? Not yes, man, but your people that's going to say,
isn't it busted? Ask your wife.
But does it matter anymore? Still married to Soleil? Like, I feel like these older dudes are taking the blueprint from the younger cats. Like, everybody's talking shit about Jacquees, right? The king.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? What? Don't disrespect the king, old man.
Well, we got fans in contention.
You know what I mean? The king of R&B, Jacquees.
Jacquees.
But anyways, what y'all saying, right? So people are talking a bunch of trash about him, right? Whatever. He's not the king of R&B. He's flat. He sounds horrible, right? But he's getting...
All true.
He's getting exposure. People are looking at him. He's getting attention, right? Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Nah, they divorced.
We know how this ended, right? He's in prison, all this other stuff. But he was...
Isn't he dead?
No.
No, Triple X extension
is
the dead.
Yeah, he's in jail right now. Triple X is another person that I'm thinking about. Mm-hmm. He definitely had the talent, but these people, they would do the craziest things online, get attention. A lot of people, at least in our generation, would talk a lot of shit about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they would blow up. Like, they would get the exposure that they're looking for. And they would get paid off of that, because that's how shit works nowadays, right? Especially if you have backing. So, Genuine taking these obviously trolling pictures that people are definitely going to talk shit about, but it's going to be on everybody's timeline, right? Mm. Usher, like you say, you haven't talked about his music, but we're talking about his hair, right? Mm. Like, all this, like, these old dudes, I feel like they are definitely taking a blueprint from people like Jacquees and Tekashi 6ix9ine. Yeah. It's interesting to watch, because, like, they're not blowing up on the music, but...
No, it's a very astute observation, and I didn't understand that until one dude made it clear. And he didn't make it clear until after he died, ironically. Michael Jackson.
Mm.
And after Michael Jackson died, a lot came out about just his business practice. And it's genius in the stupidity, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like, Michael Jackson's career was plagued. Like, he musical genius from beginning to end. You know, that little, even as a little boy, he was gifted, you could tell. But, like, his career was plagued with accusations. He's a weird guy. He colors his skin. He's getting all these surgeries. But, you know, when does it stop? And then it goes to he's sleeping in chambers. He's buying Elephant Man's bones and all this stuff. And then
black celebrity with some let's say, troubling behavior. But whatever,
That too, where it gets out of your control. His thing was... And then he's got a Peter Pan complex where he's an overgrown man child because he was pretty much robbed of a childhood. So he creates this whole like amusement park and Neverland complex, and he invites children to come play. And then from there, but he also doesn't have like the adaptive skills to know what's appropriate and what's not, for adults. So he's a grown man. He can drink wine.
Yeah.
But, dude, he didn't have that whole time as a kid where folks were telling him, no.
But so, maybe that peculiar behavior, like, is helping him get that exposure, right?
Yeah,
like,
I'm getting off my point.
Yeah.
That part is when it got out of hand.
Yeah.
Up until then, though, the bones, the surgery, all that stuff, is rumors that he started.
Mm.
He and his PR team started and leaked over the years to when he wasn't putting out new music, folks are still talking about him. Because, they'll say you're weird and you're creepy and you're doing this, but nothing too heinous. You know, him sleeping in a chamber ain't gonna hurt nobody, but you're talking about him because it's weird, and then when that new album comes out, well, what's this weirdo putting out? Oh, that's the jam! Now that he goes from being that weirdo to, Michael Jackson, formerly that weirdo. You know, music starts to die down again. He's buying bones. Well, you know, how's, is that going to hurt nobody? Nah. Well, if now he's putting out a record, hey, leave me alone, stay out of my personal stuff. Because folks were in his personal stuff. Why? Because when he wasn't putting out music, you were still talking about him. Mm-hmm. He stayed the king of pop, mm-hmm. even though he had these long gaps between records. And they were good records when they came out. But he was the king of pop when he wasn't releasing shit, because he was still talking about him. That was genius back then, and I think these cats are adapting that same model now. So yeah. It's honestly the ultimate, adaptation, mutation, bastardization, yeah. whatever, of the phrase, no publicity is bad publicity.
Yeah. Well, here's the funny thing about that, it's
now we found bad publicity when you're touching kids.
I'm not even going to touch on that phrase. I think that was true back when the phrase was created. It's a little different now because there's so many ways you can get publicity. Mm-hmm. There are so many people now who have opinions on anything you do. If I post a picture with a, let's say, giant pink unicorn with a rainbow tail.
Interesting that you'd bring that up.
Yeah. it could be taken, people could take that any sort of way. And it could go, it could work for me, it could not work for me.
You're in the worst gang colors ever.
Yeah. And it was funny is R. Kelly's, I need another name for him, I don't even want to say his name on the show.
That nigga.
So that nigga, his streaming and his sales of his albums went up after that. So that
after this most recent?
Yes.
Damn.
So there's a couple of things about it. We have some people who are defending it. And saying, like, his personal life is a personal life, and music is a music, and you can't separate the two? Yes, you can. There's also the people who are Googling him to, like, go, wait, did I listen to this? And then they're going back and listening to all these old songs, not realize, like, going back and going, damn, I can't believe I listened to this. Mm-hmm. So they're not even doing it. They're doing it unconsciously, not realizing, like, all this. Even streaming the music is helping his sales.
Yeah, he wrote a lot of shit that he didn't perform.
I don't know if he wrote You Are Not Alone.
Yo, he... Listen, you cannot escape that nigga's influence in R&B, some hip-hop, whatever.
Can we go back and talk about Usher's
hair? Yeah. It's depressing.
All right? Well, I'd like to think he took notes from Conan O'Brien and figured, okay, if I can do a palette swap on this look here, I can actually pull out a win. And I'm like, you know what? I figure if the two of them got together and did like a their own version of Say, you know, instead of Michael Jackson and Paul McCartney.
Usher songs, fuck, I'm going back
to... But you know, we're talking about...
Usher and Conan, you know, get like a Ryu and Ken situation going.
We're talking about the shit, though, like, but for real, though, I'm going to be honest with you.
You want the popular,
I
saw that pick. It's okay, bro.
I can't pull it off. I don't have enough hair on the top of my head.
Nah, you got the beard, man. You just got
to,
you know...
Want me to pompadour the beard?
Comb it up.
Pompadour the beard.
That'd be dope.
There you go. Yeah, get a spit curl on that,
bro. All right, but besides,
and you can do it because you've got that ill.
Listen, I don't believe in beards that can't flow in the wind. If you don't have a beard that can't flow in the wind, I don't know. It's not official. Yeah, guys.
All right, man. Damn.
You out here with the dreads flowing with two bald dudes.
I'm personally attacked. For real. This was not an attack on y'all. Okay, this was a lifestyle choice.
Well, I feel triggered. Damn it.
Yo, y'all both have hair and beards. I'm sitting here with like barely sideburns. And a Bruce Willis cut.
Yeah, but fuck both.
Dwayne Johnson has never been more popular than when he shaved that high ass hairline, yeah. You know, and went full bald, bald rock.
Yeah, the baldy beardy is in. You got to do it. But I just want to say this. Besides, before we get off of Usher phrasing, it looks good.
It don't look bad.
I'm sorry,
it don't really look bad.
Yeah, no, I'm not a pompadour dude.
I'm not judging him because I wasn't from the beginning. Yeah. All I'll say is, personally, I'm not digging the full overall look. Mm. If he wants to rock the pompadour, he's got to put in for a better suit.
He got to do the whole zoot suit train.
Yeah, he got the fur going on and stuff. It's not working. But if he rocks the pompadour, get a zoot suit on there, get a slim line, you know, at least three piece. At least three piece with a pocket watch.
No. You know what he needs? He needs the old like British jump off, because I don't do suits. I do vests. I do the dress pants. I do the shoes. He needs the dress vest, shirt. Pants. He's got to get those funky like shoes, but he's got to have the pocket watch, like you said. Mm-hmm. He's gonna rock the whole like British look when you're like looking for a cereal.
This nigga need a whole 35 piece suit with the cane and the monocle.
Yeah,
I can see it winning.
Yeah. Can someone Photoshop that? Can someone Photoshop a monocle on Usher with that hair?
I might know a guy.
You want to know what
guy? Yeah. I kind of want to see Usher with a monocle and a monocle.
Yeah. Usher goes does he have a nickname?
Usher.
Usher.
Usher doing Mr. Peanut. Herpes Simplex? No, no.
Like the hip hop Mr. Peanut.
Hip hop Mr. Peanut.
Peanut R&B.
I'm trying to look up through the power of Google. Nah, I got nothing.
Well, okay.
Mr. Entertainment. Apparently the king of R&B.
The king of... How many folks are calling themselves the king of R&B?
All I know is my favorite R&B singer right now is Neo. And he ain't running around talking about the king. He's just doing his thing, writing music and entertaining.
Neo doing some good stuff. This is one dude I discovered kind of by accident. I don't know how big he got. I don't know how big he got, but he put out some decent cuts. Nate James.
I feel like I've heard that name on...
You know what? After all this king of R&B talk, the only king of R&B right now that friggin' that nigga is out the picture, in my opinion, is The Dream.
Think of
R&B right now without The Dream. Like, I'm not going through his whole discography. I'm not going through everything he wrote. But this dude wrote almost everything. Like, that's been a pop. There's been an R&B hit, like, in the past. Like, not everything, but...
He's done a lot.
He's worked with a lot. Everything he puts out to hit. His last album had, like, 35 tracks. And they were all fire, right? Like, so... Yeah. I don't know. I can't really see anybody touching him. You know, because he's behind the scenes. He's behind the scenes and he's up front.
Well, all these cats are behind the scenes, but look at friggin'... only now I can think of a Steady Rally. But cats who have like 5 or 6 bands and they'll just like pop up and it's like, oh, you know, so-and-so's in this band and this band's so-and-so put it together. And they basically, for lack of a better direct comparison, the RZA of R&B.
The RZA of R&B?
You know what I'm saying?
Ooh. Yeah, but the thing is, I think that for the Dream comparison,
yeah.
But I think the Dream, so RZA is a genius, right? Mm-hmm. Especially when he teams up with his Wu-Tang brethren, right?
Yeah.
But he also does other stuff, like he directs movies, like he's always been kind of multifaceted in that way, right? I'm thinking that the Dream in particular has been not only fundamental to like where R&B is going, where like the path that R&B has taken since he's been part of it, right? Mm-hmm. But he's also still relevant today, right? Like he's still relevant.
All right,
he's still active.
Well, what about branching out then? Like, is he working with cats outside of R&B?
Yeah, like I think Celine Dion. Oh, like what? He's done pop hits. Like, you know, I'm pretty sure he's worked with the country chick that had the beef with Kanye West. He took the mic from her. Taylor Swift. Yep. Yeah. You know, he's worked with everybody, I think. Like, he's done a lot.
Because that's how you stand the test of time. It's like, in your own genre, you'll just die out by sheer force of time.
The Dream doesn't have to do anything anymore.
Well, that's
it'll be straight.
But that's what you have to be more than... My wife always brings it up that you have to be a brand. You have to actually be able to do more than what you're known for. Like, Neo's written some of your favorite, like, hits. Like, one of Beyonce's biggest hits was written by Neo.
Yeah. Onyx wrote some of your favorite children's books. Yeah. So, yeah. No.
Oh my god!
So Neo's in that conversation. Definitely.
No, Slam the children's book would be amazing. hold on, I'm trying to think of
something. Like, and now for little boys, here's what you play with.
Like Missy Elliott. People don't know how many things she's written.
And she's had a resurgence too. Recently, thanks to
she's got
to Katy Perry
hits,
but she's never been. Yeah. Like she's been quiet. But she's
for a good 5 years, she was just completely off the radar, I think.
Yeah. But that's the thing. She's off the radar, but she's still doing exactly what she's doing.
All right.
She's had so many hits that she's one of those people that they have so many they've reached that type of commercial success where they don't really have to work. Like they can eat off their music. I know we talk about Joe Budden a lot in this, like, but he's still eating off of that one joint that he did. Pump it up. You know,
18,000 a year.
Yeah, you know, not eating, but.
But he
you know,
every now and then he's got you know, corner store money.
Yeah, you know, he's got
Red Man dollar box money.
Yeah, he has celebrity weed money.
Yeah, you know what I mean. It's I think the public in general has a misconception of how a celebrity makes money. The person in front isn't usually the one who makes or who's making most of the money. Like Dre made is a rapper, but he probably made most. If I would make the assumption, he made most of his money off of other people, off of Eminem, off of Eminem's Adventures, Snoop.
That formula is changing a little bit now. I think that it's a lot easier for the celebrity up front to kind of eat more of those profits because you don't need that big of a team like you used to.
Well, yeah, but that's
the advantage. But I think you're right. So, like, if you're able to get other people, if you're able to delegate your talent.
Well, yeah, but the advent of the internet celebrity is one of the main reasons why we've had that transition. And in my opinion, that renaissance.
Yeah.
And you can say that maybe that's not necessarily a good thing because you get cats like, what's his name with the little Yachty and shit.
Oh, thank God you brought him. I have a love-hate relationship with him.
What?
He's a terrible, 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 terrible rapper.
You could have stopped the terrible, period.
No, you got to make sure stop it, terrible.
Yeah,
but
I disagree.
I do like what he's done with his brand.
Yeah,
like
he was smart enough to realize that his flame was going to burn out very soon.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to Coach K from what's their team?
You know better than I will.
Quality Control Music. They have Lil Yachty. They have Migos, Cardi B under their talent. Like that damn squad. Man. Like they're the king of rap. Like that's the That squad, I think TDE with Kendrick Lamar and a couple other guys, Schoolboy Q, SZA, they're doing it pretty big. So like,
it's funny you get a guy like J. Cole who does everything himself. Yep. He does everything he needs to do on his own. He does his production, he does his rapping, he does his hooks, no features. So yeah, you were saying? Sorry, I paused for no reason, people.
No, I was saying, yeah, he does all that stuff, and it's readily available online. Like, he doesn't need to go through, okay, well, we're going to put out to this production schedule and then distribution, and when you're touring through Europe, then we're going to release so-and-so. He's like, nah, I did this today. It's online today. You can buy it from me today. You know, and it's all, like, it's now homogenized. You know, you don't need all this other influence and all these people dipping their hands in.
Mm-hmm.
Mind you, it's a much easier way to get exposure, but... Like, that's also one of the things that's kept a lot of people from doing any kind of artistic exploration over, shit, the history of mankind.
Yeah.
You know? And now it's much more possible. There's a long way of getting back to that statement.
Yeah. Like, it's pretty much all I got to say about that, man. It's a little bit easier to get your stuff out now. It doesn't necessarily mean it'll work, but it's easier to get to the consumer now that you can just, like you said, the stuff's there and readily available. I think a lot of the things now is people don't want to put the work in to do it.
And let's not get it twisted. Like, it's not easy in the sense that you can just put anything out there and then people are going to come. You could stumble. Like, that's the way it works sometimes. You could put any piece of shit out there, and if you're lucky, if it gets the right exposure, you could get the bag off of that, right? But I think a lot of thought, for the most part, needs to go into, again, developing your brand. Once you have that, right, and then try to just get it out there, penetrating the culture, so to speak, right? That's the hard part. I think it's less complicated nowadays, because that's what we're talking about. The complexity used to be the teams were much bigger, right? Like, more people dipping in the bucket, so to speak, right? It's less complicated, but you got to put in the footwork.
You have to put in the footwork, but now also, in this day and age, it's like there's more opportunities, more resources available.
Yeah.
It just comes down to people doing it.
Yeah.
And I think we're going to see a lot more in the near future.
Wow.
Now, it's not all going to be good. I myself think a lot of it is just kind of garb, but that's also me acknowledging that, yeah, I'm also a man of a certain age.
Yeah.
You know, like, a lot of this stuff that's coming out from teenagers that are, like, you know, 18 to 23, that's not for me.
Yeah.
And it's never going to be for me. You know, but then again, I had my time.
Yeah.
You know, the stuff that when I was 18 to 23, you know, and trying to make stuff myself and buying stuff myself, that wasn't for my folks.
Yeah.
You know, and that wasn't for my little brother, my little cousins who were like 4 or 5 at the time.
Yeah.
And when they came up, you know, I can slide them, you know, a few records and stuff. Here you go, you know, probably with the girls and stuff. Here's some tapes.
And here's the thing. I'm going to say this with
Risk. But it's generational is what I'm getting at.
And to support that, right, I'm going to say this with Risk of, oh, man, punch me in the face. Like, the music is better nowadays. From a strictly musical sense, right? Especially recently. Like, the talent, there's a lot more of it, right? what people are doing with music. I know artists like Triple X, for instance, right, got a bad reputation with hip hop purists, right? Mm-hmm. But he implemented grunge music, EDM, reggaeton, and not in a way that was just trying to like grab whatever's hot, but like he really made good music, right? And so we're seeing that because of tools that weren't available to people back in the day, like the production equipment that was super expensive, you need a studio, all that's readily available, right? And a lot of these kids, again, I think a lot of them are trolling, right? They respect music because I could tell, like, for some of them, right? I could tell, my ear can tell that this music is good. Mm-hmm. They're paying attention. They're getting out of their comfort zone. They're getting out of the hip-hop comfort zone. Travis Scott's a good example, right? And they're making good freaking music, right? And that comes with the added benefit of creating even more exposure. Like, right now, there's no accident that right now hip-hop is the most popular form of music on Earth. Mm-hmm. It used to be country music for a long time. Right?
I don't know about that.
Well, country music was... Not country, sorry.
Rock.
Rock, right? Country music was the most popular in the U.S., right? Rock music, EDM music, things like that. Mm-hmm. Traditional pop music, right? But then, as you notice, this happened a long time ago. There wasn't really a lot of acknowledging of it, but a lot of hip-hop beats, a lot of loops and things that come from hip-hop started getting merged into that, right? Mm-hmm. And then we started taking some of the other stuff, merging it into our music, right? And then because of that, that brought the exposure. So, but you know, I like it now. I like
what's
it.
Funny about that is like, it's been like that in hip-hop for decades, though. Like, not even talking about, was it, not even just Walk This Way, mm-hmm. but the Beastie Boys mm-hmm. were bringing in, like, rock with their sound.
Tribe Called Quest with jazz. Quest.
Like, and the thing is, musicians shouldn't be afraid to get weird. Those cats, they got to shine back then because they weren't afraid to get weird.
And people were talking shit about that too.
Yeah. And like, people like, and it's funny, like, a lot of hip hop purists talk about Tyler the Creator. I love Tyler the Creator.
He's a beast.
Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. And it's different. It's not the typical stuff that you're hearing in like that you would hear in the 90s and the early 2000s. But it's not necessarily bad music. There's a lot of stuff out there that's just not for me. But I've been learning to give stuff a chance. Like Super Bowl put me under the song by, I want to say 21 Savage.
I sent you two. One from 21 Savage and one from Kodak Black.
But one of them was like, and I'm listening to it. I hated the beat, but I was listening to the lyrics and I'm like, yo, I'm digging.
It was 21 Savage because I remember listening to the Joe Budden podcast and they compared it to hip hop spoken word, and that's how I kind of feel about it. And I'm like, yo, old man's gonna like this. And he won't admit it, but yeah.
But I'm listening to it. I'm like, I hit him back. I'm like, yo, I hate this beat, but I love what he's saying.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? But I also think that there are certain entertainers in all genres that stand the test of time. Michael Jackson, Prince, The Who. Uh-huh. Snoop, these are like from our generation and before, and then now you have guys like Kendrick Cole. Mix them together.
I would buy that combo. I'd buy that team up out.
The way J. Cole's been moving, I feel like that's gonna happen too.
Yeah, Kendrick Lamar, Jake, and I get a solid lay pass on the Kendrick Lamar stuff.
Cole on the Black Panther 2 soundtrack. I'll be all about that.
Yeah, like shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like, and someone compared it, was like, you gotta, someone said, if you like Lupe, who's one of my favorite rappers, mm-hmm. he goes, you'll like J. Cole. So I listened to J. Cole, I started loving it. And it's like, if you like that, you'll like Kendrick Lamar. And the first time I heard Kendrick Lamar, I made the mistake in not realizing that the album was on shuffle. So, you know, if you listen to a certain album, it comes in a certain direction.
Especially Kendrick album, because Kendrick
makes
a classic album. It has a beginning and end and a middle.
And right? he is just so damn great. Mm-hmm. So these are, I think, rappers who will stand the test of time.
Yeah.
I don't think there's a lot of rappers now who we will actually care about in 5 years. Because, like, they burn the candle at both ends. Like, you know what I mean? Jay and Nas will always stand the test of time.
Yeah.
They also evolve with their audience.
Yeah.
I don't know if a lot of these.
You think Jay-Z evolved with his audience?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I think Jay-Z evolves. Actually, no. Jay-Z revolves around the audience. Like, this dude, every phase that he's changed has been a result of cats going to Jay to see what's the base standard. and then they branch out. So it's like, he'll be doing something that'll be cool until cats stop doing it. Yeah. And then he'll change up, and then that'll be cool until cats stop doing it.
I remember. So I feel like he's the bar, right? Like, I feel like Jay in particular is like outside of that conversation. That's because he kind of like sets it.
I think that's the best explanation I've heard, best analogy I've heard for Jay-Z. He's the bar.
Yeah,
he's exactly like he may not be the best lyricist, which I think he's an underrated lyricist.
But just,
I don't think like
can we talk about that after that?
Yeah, but it's like he sets like the bar of what you really want to be.
Yeah.
Maul brings up Fab about having a long career, but he's had a lot of duds in between then and now.
Yeah.
But like Jay has, I didn't like that the last project he did with Beyonce. I thought it was trash. But
that was a fun project, though. Like,
he kind of didn't have a choice there.
Bro. He wanted to make a video in the Louvre.
Yeah, but you know what I mean. But it's funny. But there's still some. There's still some. But you know what it is with me. I don't like that flow. Yeah, like I don't like that flow.
Make this video. Take your socks off.
No shirt on with that jacket. But like, it's like I don't like that flow. So that's a turn off for me. It's just like that. But. I hate that. It annoys me. So, but like you said, Jay's the bar. So like, if that's where greatness is, greatness is where Jay-Z is. Longevity, lyrics, the ability to pick beats, the ability to turn down beats, the ability to put out a song to bring people into your music. What is it? Everybody who thinks hoes bling bling and even never heard the album or they don't know English. Like, oh shit. Like, and that's what it is. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so, like, he's setting the bar. And I think in 10 years, and I hate to say this, Drake's going to be the bar.
I think Drake...
I think Drake might be the bar now.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about it. He should wake up every day and think LL Cool J for his career.
Oh, come on.
Oh, somewhere Canada is crying himself to sleep.
But you skipped so many potential influences with Drake. You skipped, like...
More than
you skipped LL Cool J. You skipped, like, 40 years in between LL and Drake,
Drake is a product of a different generation. And the thing is, we're looking at it from a perspective of we've seen hip-hop evolve from its beginnings to now. Mm-hmm. And now that's why we can see Jay as the bar.
Yeah.
I think you're right. But honestly, from the hip-hop, I guess, target audience perspective right now, it's a much younger perspective. And I do think Drake is that. Despite how we personally feel about it.
Nah, don't say we.
Just me.
Okay, yeah. Sorry.
Drake, before we continue, be careful what you say about Drake. All
right.
Because if anything
you want to talk bitch niggas, Drake.
Anything I've learned about this beef between Drake and Kanye, Drake's apparently a murderer and a gangster. Who'll kill you and your family.
Let me just say,
be careful.
I can't stand Drake's music. But I admire the shit out of his hustle, man. I can't stand him.
Kanye shook. Yo, crazy.
I think Kanye is in a bad enough place where anything's gonna, like his community is turned on because he's rocking those MAGA hats. Okay, he's grasping at straws right now. The Kardashians don't need him. He's like the family pet.
There's a couple of rules, I think,
and
that are just...
And then he's going to turn on Drake, who's already destroyed like two careers before breakfast.
Nah. But yo, his boy handled Drake pretty well. Pusha T.
Which one? Oh, yeah, that's
right?
That's different.
You're not
Pusha T.
Nah, but you don't fuck with Drake either.
Now you don't fuck with Drake.
Yeah. But here's the thing. Mm-hmm. I think there's a couple of things in hip-hop. I know we're getting off subject, but whatever, right? You said that. But anyways, there's a couple rules of hip-hop beef, right? Mm-hmm. And I think one of the major rules is don't get bullied by your competition.
Hold on, I just want to point something. Just I know this is random, but someone just sent this to me. Yeah. Hundreds of TSA screeners who are required to work without pay during the government shutdowns are calling out of work at major airports.
Yeah, that's been going on all day today. That's freaking crazy.
This is the greatest thing ever all day, but carry on.
Yeah, I won't be flying anywhere.
This is a bad time.
But yeah.
A bad time to be alive, y'all. Sorry, you were saying about Drake. I think you're correct.
Yeah.
But the thing to keep in perspective is, like, the same way we're looking at this now and who's on top. Back then, when we were having the same conversations about this young upstart Nas is getting into beef with some, you know, it's just like cats were all on the same, well, you know, who's this LL Cool J to talk about? Cool Mo D. No one's touch a Cool Mo D. You know, it's just like, yeah.
Beastie Boys. Who's these white boys until they heard their first album?
You know, we're just at that. We're just at the current iteration of that. Yeah. You know, it's just like, these are the cats that are stepping up and stepping over. So it's like, to us, Jay-Z is that bar. But for younger cats, Drake is that bar. Yep. And I promise you, right now, there's somebody who folks are saying, who younger folks are saying, nah, they can see Drake. And he probably can.
Can I speculate?
Or she probably can.
Can I speculate?
They probably can.
Can I speculate?
Yeah.
I just thought about this. Mm-hmm. Jaden Smith.
All right, I'm moving on. I'm moving on.
No. I want to hear this.
He's going to do big things, because I think the generation that's coming up, they follow this dude. And he's coming out, like, his projects have been flawless. Like, don't look at me if you haven't listened to it.
I have.
You have?
I hate stuff from James.
All right.
I will say this. Because I'm gonna compliment him.
Yeah.
He did a track with Tyler, the Creator that I absolutely loved.
So
4,000-year-old superior old man Wade. Mm-hmm. That shit ain't for me.
Okay, so that's exactly. So again, art is definitely subjective, right? And that's what hip hop is.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
And I would never go to somebody and be like, you know who would really like the new Jaden Smith album?
Old man Wade.
Like, that's just not a conversation I could see happening. But again, the kid, like, his the way he's pushing his brand, right? Mm-hmm. He's creating a cult following among young people, right?
He's taking his celebrity and working it. He knows who he is. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He knows how to do what he does. Like, I think he realizes he's not an actor, mm-hmm. but he's amazing at marketing. He's amazing at putting mm-hmm. projects together.
He's his dad. Mm-hmm. Other than the acting thing, I think you're right.
And
I can't believe I want to say this. I think he's better.
We'll see.
I love Will. One of my favorites, but
we'll see.
Will's a better actor. Will seems a little more likable in terms of all ages and races and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Jaden Smith, when it's all said and done, I think Jaden Smith will be more well known than Will Smith is.
It's possible.
I think so. But
Boosie is very well known.
That's still a ways off.
I know, but that's still a ways. How old is Jaden Smith?
Exactly.
He's
what? He has to be like 21, 20.
Yeah.
I don't even know.
He's a young dude.
Should we Google this? I mean, we have access to the internet.
Meanwhile, what's his other son's name? Ty.
Here's another son. Oh,
too old for R. Kelly.
Yeah.
Too old for.
Jesus Christ.
I'm sorry. I am so sorry. Jesus Christ.
I can't be fucking trash, yo.
He's not even 21.
Before the show, Jaden Smith?
He's 20.
He's 20 years old.
And he's already, super well known.
I'm a talented dude, okay? Yeah. He still blows me out the water. I'll give him his due.
I like the kid.
Yeah. We were talking about Need for Speed Payback before the show.
Yeah.
Right? Dude, Need for Speed Payback has the song by Jaden Smith. Mm-hmm. Watch me. There are like three songs I continuously switch to anytime I have to do a major event in that track. Watch Me is one of them.
I forgot the name of the track. Like, there's a Jaden Smith track on the new Spider-Man album. Mm-hmm. Fire as well.
I kind
of
like
it. Of course you do, because it's good music.
Yeah, you know, and the thing is, it's easy to hate on him. It's easy to clown on him. You focus on the Batman, the dresses, the weird hair.
You know, weird tweets when he was like 14.
Yeah.
You know?
But my problem is I forget to acknowledge the fact that he is so young.
Yeah.
In that. Again, his style and his stuff, he's not making this shit for me.
He's not.
You know what I mean? His dad makes stuff.
What does that say about me that I like it?
You have a different ear for music. You actually can separate things that I can't.
Yeah,
You know what I mean? You can listen to something and be like, all right, this isn't for me, but I enjoy it.
If it's not Jay-Z, I'm not expecting to be awoken by the lyricism. You know what I mean?
But I'm also at the point, and you should be too, where it's we're beyond that, where it's you acknowledge, I don't have to like everything. I'm not gonna like everything. In fact, it's my God-given right as an American citizen not to like everything.
Well, when it comes to music, with my Apple Music, for instance, right, it gives you the ability to kind of like it, it The algorithm looks at your musical taste
yeah.
and caters to you, right? I hate that shit.
And it's really gonna. After that, I just go. I'm googling this song.
Which one?
Jaden Smith, Tyler the Creator featuring Jaden Smith. Like that's gonna
on the Flower Boy album, right?
Yeah. I love the name. It's like Fuckboy Flower Child or some
Flower
shit.
Child, yeah, some shit like that. Yeah. But so what I do with my Apple Music, mm-hmm. I constantly heart just random songs, right? Like I constantly listen to random shit, things that so I know I wouldn't listen to. Because when it sends me my music, like the catered music, it's always something different that I never. And then some music might, I do this for myself, right? Some music might be jarring to me at first because I'm not used to the rhythm, right? It might be a different genre, something that I don't normally listen to. The lyrics might be a little bit different. It might be a different language, right? Mm-hmm. But I'm going to listen to it. One, listen to like how it's mixed, how it's mastered, the skill of the musician, the skill of the singer, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm going to give it that chance because I really like fucking music. And then over time, I notice like the really good songs, even if it's something that was jarring to me at first, mm-hmm. it starts becoming more comfortable to listen to. Mm-hmm. And it's something that I'm able to add to my musical like collection, right? And
no, it's a, you know, it's a good way to acquire. Yeah. It's a good way to acquire new recommendations and stuff, mm-hmm. Essentially from yourself.
Yeah, it's personal. Mm-hmm. Like you know what I mean? But
I don't hard anything on my music. Yeah. I just kind of let it go. When someone puts some music on to me, I give it a shot. And I listen. If I like it, I like it. If I don't, I don't. I don't have. This is gonna sound really snobby. I don't have time to listen to bullshit. There's just certain things I'm just not gonna listen to. There's certain things I'm just not even gonna give a shot.
I will like, give you. Know what I mean? I will give you props though. I think that for being the Lord of Stubborn and being the hip hop purist that you are, like, and I don't want.
I'm not even gonna go that far. I'm not even close to.
Listen, like, I don't say. I'm not saying this out of spite. Like a lot of people say they're into hip hop or they're into things. Like, oh man's really into that shit. Like he will quote. Like he, out the blue, will bring up a lyric. Of a song that you like. Right? I can't do that.
I know what song to put on too, because like you were talking about hip hop purists. I'm not the Will Smith ain't listening to this shit, so I can
But while you type, I'm gonna say, oh man, like he's surprisingly open. Like I'll send it first couple times I sent him tracks, I'm like, he's probably gonna send like a middle finger up at me or whatever, right?
Yeah.
But surprisingly he comes, oh, I kinda it's not for me, but I like it. I respect it. So
Give yourself some
hold on. Yeah, I'm gonna play a song that I absolutely love. It's trash, but I'm gonna play the song. Okay, I started it way too long.
We'll edit in post.
Wait, why do you have me and you can start first through the Milky Way? I don't care what it costs, girl, $100,000. We can snicker all night at my Jolly Ranch. Just me and you, I'll call your friends up too, cause I can get my boys Big Roof and Charleston Tree.
Oh, damn.
This song is so fucking bad, but god damn it, I love it.
Yo, he pulled out those freaking candy references. Yo, that was kind of low-key. That was low-key tight. Okay, yeah, then. It really Fresh
was.
Prince.
It really wasn't.
Wait.
Will Smith's music. Will Smith's movie.
Of like 3 words of a sentence, and I'm hating on Will Smith. I like Will Smith. I'm the dude who actually listened to songs like Cruisin'. And then,
and
when cats were really bagging on him for doing what was it like the Getting Jiggy with a video where it's like you got the song which is catchy, but then the video is like he was in front of monuments in
but like, what I don't get about that is like who doesn't know that's what Will Smith was? Like he's always been that guy. He's a gimmicky rapper. He's always been like.
And at that time, I think he was making $20 million a film.
Yeah,
he didn't give a shit. Like,
but when you are watching Will Smith, you know, shoot down aliens. You know, I try to like pick up the latest Will Smith album, and that's the thing. Folks couldn't differentiate.
I don't trust your hip hop, like, knowledge or whatever. Like, I don't trust you as a hip hop person, right? Mm-hmm. If you disrespect the dude that came out with Summertime, like,
hold on, let me
like you can't. Let me read, well, half of the team that came out. You know, like,
let me read the lyrics of the song, all right?
Summertime?
No, not Summertime. Oh, okay. I know the deal. I talked to Mary Jane, and she said your ex boyfriend Mike and Ike are both lemonheads. I ain't trying to play a hate girl. I know that you go with Bazooka Joe. Now he don't love you like that. He trying to get a Reese's piece of that Kit Kat. Really, hun, what you need is a jawbreaker, because I'm the one that'll love you, girl, an hour later. Be my peppermint patty with 100 wishes, and I'll be your Hershey daddy with 100 kisses. Get the twins Eminem, they booked all out of the fights today. Me and you can starburst, and you gotta turn the rest of the... These are lyrics to a song.
Yo, I don't know, man.
I love his song. Miami is my shit.
But I pictured him sitting in the studio, like writing that shit. It's funny, but like this was really.
I think he sat. He like hung out in aisle two of the convenience store. Yeah. Writing
that shit. He might have
kind of sat there.
You know what I mean? So. And like the last thing that freestyle we put out like mid last year was good.
Yeah,
that verse was good. Yo. Let's call it like it is. It was a good song.
I don't hate R. Will Smith, man. I used to when Wild Wild West came out. Like I hate that song. The movie, everything was just horrible. But like,
fun fact for you. That came out the same time South Park Bigger, Longer, Uncut came out.
That wasn't that fun.
What?
You didn't like that
fact?
Oh. No. So here's the funniest fun fact about that. The creators of South Park, they do their commentating minis. So they were talking about how the reason that movie did so well was because kids were buying tickets to go see the Wild Wild West.
And then
sneaking
go
to see South Park.
Crafty little mothers. Good for them.
Smart.
Yeah.
They made a good choice.
So I wonder if Will Smith should be thinking, because like they thought he was a box office draw after that.
Well, Wild Wild West did flop for a Will Smith movie at that time.
Yeah, well, that was like after
after Independence Day.
Yeah.
And Men in Black. They thought because the Men in Black song did well that. Which was that the Wild West was gonna pick up too.
I think I bought that album.
What
the Men in Black album? Keep in mind, I think I was in junior high at the time.
Hey man, it was catchy.
Yeah,
you know, it's like you can't knock a song that literally just like you
just
know,
bounce with
yeah,
just bounce
get,
with
get the shoulders going.
Dude, I still know the dance.
I'm glad that we transitioned. I'm glad that we transitioned from the beginning of the show talking about R. Kelly to Will Smith. Like
two opposite ends of the fucking spectrum.
Wasn't there comics and wrestling on the roster at some point?
Yeah, comic books.
We are a geek podcast. I mean, we should probably talk about it.
Break it down.
No, I don't know. Let's just start a new one because we had an hour in on this one.
Start a new one.
And APAC, can you say damn it, Wade?
Damn it, Wade.
Damn it, Wade!